Time now is 7 o'clock. You're listening to 91.7 KALW San Francisco Local Public Radio and online at KALW.org. Time now for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by Lori Fisher. Good evening.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely holiday season, and we also hope you can spare us an hour of your valuable time tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're hoping for all the participation possible. Our lines are open right now. It's a great time to call in. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. There's just two of us tonight, actually. It's Lori and myself. So we do have a little extra time to take questions. So it is a good time to call in if you have not been able to get in before. This is a perfect evening for that. So again, 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio. But without the extremely obscure stuff that Kira sometimes brings in. Not that it's not good, just more obscure.
It's just, yeah, it's rare.
Rare, yeah.
It's arcane.
Arcane, yeah. Well, not like our stuff isn't arcane. But anyway, just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Again, that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. So that is mindsovermatter1, and that is the numeral 1, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So it's always great to hear from listeners. Of course, you can always send a card to the station, or you can send me an email. I mean, we don't care. We're happy to hear from you in any way possible. And, of course, you are listening to us on KALW.org, and that means if you'd like to hear the show on live stream, it's on the website right now. Again, that is KALW.org. And, of course, if you'd like to hear a podcast of the show later on after we are done for the evening, that will be available also at KALW.org. And, of course, it'll also turn up at iTunes and a lot of other places. But start with KALW. I'm sure they'll be happy for the business. Again, our lines are open. It's a great time to call in. You better do it as soon as you can. 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. This thing is working, isn't it? Okay. And
you sound great.
Yeah, all right. Oh, there you go. Okay, somebody heard my voice. And so we'll start with the round of introductions and then a round of questions. Here's the first. Lori Fisher welcomes 2019's Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa season, hoping against hope to eliminate blueberries, cranberries, and pumpkin from coffee, drinks, and bagels. Two places where they should never go.
They shouldn't. I know that will alienate some people about getting pumpkin in their coffee and blueberries in their bagels, but I must insist. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, had to endure some easy listening holiday music here at the station, but is still in the Christmas mood.
All right. I don't know where that comes from, but...
The Christmas music, it's... You can't get away from it, I've noticed.
There's no elevator here, but...
Feels like we're in one someday.
All right, okay. Anyway, so since there's just two of us tonight, we will start with Lori Fisher.
All right. Well, I think I've told you I found in the free library box near my house a 1953 U.S. Almanac, and this question comes from 1953.
Well, thank God you came by, because I think you're the only person that would have picked it out of the free box.
I believe I am, but part of my profession. Right. So I'm looking for, in 1953, I'm looking for the countries that had the largest Jewish population in the world. I'll tell you that the United States was first with 5 million, right. And I'm looking for the next, say, six. I'll give you three of them.
Well, if I said Israel, I'd be wrong.
You'd be right. They're third with 1.1 million.
So that's third.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm looking
for
five more.
So then Soviet Union would be the second?
They would be at 2 million. Give yourself a couple bells for that. So now get one of the hard ones.
Just repeat the question.
The question is, in 1953, where I have a U.S. World Almanac.
Yeah. I was looking at
population.
That, sure.
Population in the United States was 151 million, for those wondering. But I'm looking for the countries that had the largest Jewish population. United States was first with 5 million, then Russia with 2 million, then Israel with 1. I'm looking for the next four.
How about Canada?
No.
Right. How about Great Britain?
Yep, England, 450,000.
All right.
So we'll leave the rest out there. We're
okay.
For four more.
All right.
Or three more, whatever we get.
All right. Since we're moving right along here, I'll give you a couple of questions. And what is the highest rated profession in the U.S., rated by the citizens, in terms of honesty and ethical standards? This was a poll done by Voice of America. What is the highest rated profession in the U.S. as measured by honesty and ethical standards?
So radio talk show hosts would be first, I believe.
Third. There's so few of us that I don't know.
All right. So honesty, that's a great question. How about... So is it somewhere in the world of engineering?
Engineering, that's an interesting guess. No.
I would think honest and ethics there. No? Okay.
No, I don't think you wouldn't consider a blue-collar job. Damien, our board op, was saying in my ear, is it a blue-collar job? And no, I don't. No, it's not a blue-collar job.
It's a professional job.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave you with that one guess for now.
Oh, that one, all right.
Yes?
I have one more.
No. So, again, what is the highest rated profession in the U.S. As measured by honesty and ethical standards? It has an 82% rating. This is a survey. Car salesman. This is a survey done by Voice of America.
So okay. Survey of Americans, 82% that say this profession is
82%
honest and
of the
ethical.
Respondents said this was the highest rated profession.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Second question. I am going to give you some words that were invented by American authors. Now, what I'd like you to do is tell me the famous author who invented these words. Okay? So, there are only four. Again, these are all American authors, and they are all 20th century American authors. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, microcomputer. Number two, scaredy cat. Number three, shotgun wedding. And number four, factoid. And these are all famous American authors who invented these particular words. I want you to name the author. Number one, microcomputer. Number two, scaredy cat. Number three, shotgun wedding. Number four, factoid. Now, all these authors worked primarily in fiction.
So none of them are, excuse me, newspaper columnists or cartoonists?
No.
I was hoping Al Capp was the shotgun
no,
wedding.
No, there are no cartoonists among
us. And no Herb Cain.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So once more, these famous words were invented by... these words were invented by what famous American authors? Number one, microcomputer. Number two, scaredy cat. Number three, shotgun wedding. Number four, factoid.
And they're all American. They're all 20th century. And
they're all
20th fiction.
Century American fiction, primarily fiction. Not that, I mean, all of them wrote nonfiction as well, but primarily fiction.
Well, these are good. I don't know
right.
any of them. Let me mull on them and put
right,
it out there.
That. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed. Since you had a question about the Jewish population, I would like you to guess how many Jewish people lived in the city of Cairo before 1956, in thousands.
Right. Well, I know that they were expelled or almost.
They were not expelled. No, that was a misnomer. No,
they were encouraged.
Let's talk about the number. How big the number was?
Oh, that I.
In 1956, how many thousands?
Before 1956, yeah. From, you know, beginning of the word until 1956.
Probably maybe 200,000?
No, it's quite that many. Somewhere around 100,000.
All right.
Yeah, but many of them were seduced by Israel and left. This is, by the way, a very good video you should watch. It's called Harit El Yahud, which means the Jewish quarter, which means like Jewish neighborhood. It's 15-hour soap opera, Egyptian, beautiful. I tell you about that exact answer. Why did great Jewish people, great Egyptians, left Egypt? Why? And it actually had characters. A beautiful woman named, I forget her name, and then she was in love with a guy in the army and all that. It is called The Jewish Quarter, and you can watch it online. Okay, second question. This Congress person have been in the impeachment of Nixon, Clinton, and now Trump. You know? Do you know their name?
Let's see. This is the only one, huh?
She's the only one. Okay, I'll give you a hint. She is also local. I guess I said she. Wow, wow, wow.
Barbara.
Right.
Hey?
It's
no.
Well,
no?
Yeah, Damien thought Nancy Pelosi, but is it Zoe Lofgren?
It is. It is. It is Zoe Lofgren. Unbelievable how time goes by very quickly.
Right.
A couple of another very quick question. One of my great professors at Cal, his name was Walter Alvarez, and his son have proven that the dinosaurs were wiped out by a huge asteroid 66 million years ago because they found a very thin layer of this element that is very, very rare on Earth. But if you study the whole crust of the Earth, or, you know, you can find exact layer of this element 66 million years ago. You know which element it is?
No.
They got the Nobel Prize in that, by the way. Take a guess.
I don't want to prolong my agony.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
It is. Okay, it's called iridium.
Oh.
Iridium. It's part of history. One very last one, which is the Tutankhamun had a lot of beautiful, beautiful artifact and all kind of things. But he actually had three daggers. And there was something weird. They're beautiful, really beautiful. The handle was made out of gold, but the blade made out of something out of this world. You know what it is? Metal, out of this world. You know what it is?
I'm not sure I followed the first part of that question. Go over that again.
Well, the dagger was made out of an element, metal.
Right.
That does not exist on Earth.
Oh, I see.
That gives a lot of wild idea to these crazy people about, you know...
So it was made out of an asteroid, for instance, or a
very good, very good. It is made out of iron that does not exist on Earth. It it comes from meteorite.
Meteorite.
Yeah. Good show always. Thank you very much.
Right.
Thank you for listening.
Thank
Take
you.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi. This is Janusz.
Hi, Janusz.
I have a question that is both historic and timely about the 1967 season opening, the first season of the American Conservatory Theater, when Bill Ball directed Tartuffe. Question is, who played the title role?
Was it René or Bergeron?
Yes.
He passed away this week, right? Or
today.
He's a great actor.
Oh, and I wonder, not a quiz, but a sort of memorial listing, what specific roles of his people remember. Thank you.
Right. Well, of course, he was in MASH.
He was in MASH in the movie.
Right.
Yeah, he played Father...
Mulcady. Mulcady, right.
I think that was his name in
yes.
the movie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. I saw a bunch of ACT when they were in Chicago. He was with the company there, and that's where I saw him.
And it is your turn, Larry.
All right. So I'm going to ask. Oh, I know. This occurred to me. I was on Sirius Radio, which I get in my car. For about 2 months, they had old Johnny Carson TV shows on, and this is a Johnny Carson show. So I saw a list that totaled up all his guests. I'm looking for which three men appeared the most, which two women, and which one group, duo, or any kind of group. So I'm just divided it like that. And so I'm looking for the people who appeared most with Johnny Carson. Three men, two women, and one group.
So in 30 years?
Yes. Aggregate total of 30 years.
Were these the three people that appeared alive during the entire 30 years of the show?
What do you mean?
Oh,
I see.
Their appearance has mostly been in the last 10 years or in the last, that kind of thing.
It's interesting.
In the first 10 years, I guess.
I think they were mostly the whole span. So maybe one died predated the show ending, but I don't think so. So they would have been, they would have had longevity in each of the decades, I think.
Okay, and would these have been first guest types or
The first person on the show?
Yeah,
I think in every case, ultimately yes. Maybe initially no. Some might have worked their way up to be the second or third guest, but they're all big stars.
So like Rodney Dangerfield?
He's not on the list, but he liked that.
Okay.
He's not in the top 10.
How many of them are comedians?
Of the six that I want, four are comedians.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, Bob Hope?
Yeah, number one.
All right.
131 appearances. Very nice.
All right.
All right, so we're looking for two more men, two women, and one group duo or more, which however you want to look at it.
Okay.
Okay.
And we do have a couple of lines open if you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. It's just the two of us tonight, Lori Fisher and myself, Dana Rodriguez. So we do have a little more time to take calls, so feel free to give us that call with a question or answer, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And of course, you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hello. This is Katie in Berkeley.
Hi, Katie.
I have a couple of guesses for the Jewish population in 1953.
Uh-huh.
How about Iran?
No.
No. That's or South Africa?
Not South Africa or Iran.
I'm 0-for-2 here.
Yeah. Keep going.
And then how about for the most honest profession? I'm not sure I heard the question right. But
well, it's the profession, the way they rated all the professions, this was the highest rated in terms of honesty and ethical standards.
Yeah, well, this is just a wild guess. Librarian.
Not librarian. But yeah, that's a good guess, though.
Too bad. Okay. Always a great show. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
How about teacher on that
one? Not teacher.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
Okay, and how about shotgun wedding? Was that coined by Flannery O'Connor?
It was not.
All right.
It was coined by somebody who won the Pulitzer Prize.
The Pulitzer Prize?
Yeah.
Fiction, right? Okay.
And let's see. Okay, I'm going to give you a question here. I found this list, this of the most assigned fiction, pieces of fiction at the top 30 colleges and universities in the United States. So again, these are the most assigned pieces of fiction. It could be a novel. It could be a play. At the top 30 colleges and universities in the United States. I have the top 8. And most of these were originally written in English. There is an exception. But the first on the list was written by a woman. So, again, these are the 8 most assigned pieces of fiction at the top 30 colleges and universities in the United States. So I'll give you a couple guesses.
All right. Well, with that hint, I'll guess Pride and Prejudice.
No.
Okay. Plays are on there, so is there a Shakespeare play on there? Is Hamlet
there? Is no Shakespeare on this list.
Oh, okay. Oh, that surprises me. No. I guess The Odyssey?
No.
Okay. Then I'll guess Frankenstein.
Yes.
Okay.
That's Frankenstein is the number one.
And is that the only woman author?
It is not the only woman author.
Okay.
So again, I have the 8 most assigned pieces of fiction. It could be a book, could be a play, at the top 30 colleges and universities in the U.S. And this is this was done through Open Syllabus Project and U.S. News and World Report.
Is the Invisible Man on the list?
It is not.
Oh.
So, and the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, you can ask us whatever you want. Or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, can you hear me? I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is Lynn in Reno, and I just have a guess for the most honest profession.
Yes.
Could that be a veterinarian?
It is not a veterinarian.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Bye. Bye.
Is it in the medical world at all?
Don't think I'm going to say.
Okay.
And let's see. Laura, you go ahead.
Oh, all right. Let me see. Well, I'm going to continue with the literary works. Maybe some will match up. I'm going to give you the names of, well, since just the two of us, I think it's 6 or 7 literary works that have famous dogs in them. I'll give you the name of the dog. You tell me the name of the work. Ready?
Okay.
First one is Argos. Number 2 is Buck. Number 3 is Bullseye. Number 4 is Nana. Number 5 is Pilot. And the last one is Flag. So these are the names of dogs in really well-known literary works, which might be on your list of the 8 mode assigned works, especially, well, we'll say Argos, Buck, Bullseye, Nana, Pilot, and Flag. I'll give you 2.
Nana is Peter Pan.
It is. Very nice.
And
let's get a bell for Nana.
Well, I won't do Buck, although I need to do a Buck. But what was the first one?
Argos.
Oh, Argos is from the Odyssey.
It is.
Yes.
Nice.
The only thing that recognized him when he returned.
That's right.
At the end of the book.
Yeah. And it's the Odyssey.
Dog.
Is the Odyssey one of the 8 assigned works?
It is not.
Yeah.
And I think the dog died right after it recognized him. It was something like that. I guess the shock was too much. Maybe. I don't know.
Where have you been?
Yeah.
Who's been feeding me?
Mm-hmm. So, yes. So, I'm sorry. Go over the ones that are left.
Oh, the ones that are left are Buck, Bullseye, Pilot, and Flag. They are all the dogs in famous literary works. Dana got Argos in the Odyssey and Nana in Peter Pan.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, good. This is Fran in San Francisco.
Hi.
Hiya. I have guesses on the Johnny Carson on the women.
Great.
First one is Charo. Does she count?
She definitely counts, but she's not on the list. So she counts as a woman who was on the show a lot, but she's not in the top 2.
Gucci.
Oh, okay. All right. David. How about Zsa Gabor?
Also not on the list, not in the top 2. Really good guesses. Yeah, you watched the show.
Oh, yeah. And one more is Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers is the number 1 on the women's list. Very nice.
She is number 1. I get a bell?
Yes, yeah. You do get a bell.
There you go.
Good. Now, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Today is the date, anniversary date of something that happened in 1980. Something involving a very famous person, not a political. What happened on this date in 1980? Something happened to somebody.
Something good?
Not necessarily.
Damien, our board office, suggested that John Lennon was killed.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, he should give him a bell.
very
pertaining
happy.
To that, then he's going to know this, too. There was a famous album at the time which was put out and was very popular after he did die. It was an album that he did for Yoko. Do you know the name of it? They had done it before he died, obviously.
Is it Double Fantasy?
Yes, it is Double Fantasy.
That's Damien.
That's Damien again.
Oh, wow.
This Mr. Beetle.
Give him, hold on, give him a piece of cake. And my last one on that for Damien is, what was the most popular song that was played forever on that from that Double Fantasy album?
I think it was Imagine.
He's thinking.
Oh, was it Imagine?
No.
How about the Ballad of John and Yoko?
No, those are earlier.
Oh, really?
This was from Double Fantasy. I think it was called Starting Over, but that...
Oh.
I thought that was... in. But anyway, it's Starting Over. I'm getting confused. I think that was a song, but Double Fantasy was the album.
Yeah, Starting Over is one of their songs. I
okay.
Remember. Yeah.
All right.
There was one other song that was really popular. Anybody know?
On Double Fantasy?
Yes.
So, Damien suggested Double Fantasy, the song.
Possibly. I don't know that one, actually. I'm going to tell you it was Woman.
Oh, I remember that. He sang it to Yoko.
All right, he
says
yes.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Yeah.
Happy rest of the day and evening to you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So 29 years ago, John Lennon was killed.
He was 40 years old.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, so we shall. I remember. We honor it and remember him in the today.
Good. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right. We have a couple of lines occupied and a couple of lines that are open. If you want to give us a call with a question or answer, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Okay. This was in Travel and Leisure magazine like a year or two ago. And they asked their readers, what are the eight most overrated things to do in San Francisco on a vacation? So again, what are the eight most overrated things to do in San Francisco on a vacation, according to the readers of Travel and Leisure magazine? So I'll give you one guess.
Well, Pier 39 would occur to me.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Pier 39 is number eight, by the way.
Just barely made the list. No?
Yeah.
All right. And does that include Fisherman's Wharf, or is that a separate one, or should
No, Fisherman's Wharf is actually second, so now you have two.
Okay.
All right. So, yes. Number seven and number eight. Fisherman's Wharf, number seven. Pier 39, number eight. So, again, according to Travel and Leisure magazine, they did a poll of their readers, and they asked, what are the most overrated things to do in San Francisco on a vacation? And so far we have Fisherman's Wharf and Pier 39. What are the other things? The two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Robert in Berkeley.
Hi, Robert.
I have want to take three swings.
All right.
Let's see, one is microprocessor. That sounds like Isaac Asimov.
It does indeed. Very good.
Nice.
Very good.
I think you mentioned, what was it? One of the other words that was somewhat technical.
Let's see, microcomputer, scaredy cat, shotgun wedding, and factoid.
Factoid. Was that Kurt Vonnegut?
It was not. It's not a science fiction person at all.
Okay.
Well, not that Kurt Vonnegut was that.
Two others. I'll try Dog Buck, Call of the Wild.
It is by Jack London. Great.
And most respected profession, nursing.
Nursing is correct.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Well, my wife's a nurse of 40 years.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, we respect her.
Okay. Great show. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, nurse is the most respected profession in terms of honesty and ethical standards in the United States. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Two long shots for the Johnny Carson show.
Yeah.
One of them, Lola Falana.
No.
That's a good guess.
That's a really good guess, but she's not the second one.
And the other one is Sammy Davis Jr.
Nope. Also high on the list, but not in the top. He's actually not in the top five. Yep.
Well, I had John Rivers, but somebody beat.
Somebody did. All right.
Well, good luck. Thanks.
Thank you. Damian was wondering about Bill Cosby.
Wondering about Bill Cosby is a good thing to do, but he unfortunately or fortunately, he's not on the list. Yeah, he was on a lot, but not in the up to 100 times.
Richard Pryor?
Not Richard Pryor.
All right.
I bet Richard Pryor wouldn't be in the top. He came in too late, I think.
Yeah.
For the whole Johnny Carson thing. Yeah.
Right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Sparky and Maddie.
Good evening.
Hi. Scaredy Cat, that sounds like Samuel Clemens.
It is not.
Okay, is it Mark Twain then?
It is not.
He said they're 20th century authors.
Sorry.
Well, you know, Mark Twain.
He made a little bit in the
20th century.
Yeah.
At his deathbed, he said Scaredy Cat.
Right. Yeah, as Haley's Comet came by.
Right.
All right. Female guest on Johnny Carson's show, how about Joan Embry?
No. She was the one who brought the animals on, right?
Yep.
Yeah, she was on a lot.
From the San Diego Zoo, always had something very entertaining. And another male guest, I'm thinking George Carlin.
Yeah, George Carlin's not in the top six, so he's not in the top three either.
Okay. Maddie says Don Rickles.
Don Rickles is down on the list, but he's not in the top three. He's a good guess. Yeah.
List of things to go, place to go in San Francisco. How about Alcatraz?
Let me look at this for a second. No.
Hmm. Not underrated.
That's
depends on the season, David.
You mentioned Fisherman's Wharf and Pier 39. How about like a cable car ride in general?
Right. They're very specific about this, though. They say it's riding the Powell Street cable car.
Ah.
That's the disappointing one, huh?
I guess so.
All right.
Okay. Well, I guess that's us for us then.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Feel free to give us a call if you'd like to give us a question of your own or answer one of ours. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And Lori, is it your turn? I think it is.
I think it is, too.
I can't get too confused. It's,
it's either your turn or my turn or Damien's. All right. Well, I'm going to dip into the Saturday Night Live hosting bag. This has been maybe the last time I'll ask this one. I was looking for hosts who had the same letter for their first initial and last initial, and this time I want SS. So which six people hosted Saturday Night Live whose initials are SS? That's what I want. It's the third one I've done.
Huh.
People can call in with this one, but go ahead. All pretty well known.
Yes, Suzanne Summers.
Who do you say?
No, no. Damien wanted to know if it was Suzanne Summers. No, it wasn't.
Unfortunately, no. It's not a crazy guess.
How many are women and how many are men? Can you ask that?
Sure. Three of each.
Oh. Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, Suzanne Summers is a noble guess. Yeah. But
okay, I have to think about that.
Anyway, so we're looking for a host of Saturday Night Live whose first and last initial is S. Three are men, three are women. And I would say five of them are really well known. One is obscure, at least to me.
Okay.
So go for the famous ones.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I'm back again. This is Fran.
Hi, Fran.
I have a guess on the San Francisco overrated.
Yes.
Either Painted Ladies.
No.
Coit Tower.
No.
Oh. No. Huh. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. You there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay, great. This is Joseph calling from Berkeley, and I have a couple of possible answers for the novels most assigned or fiction most assigned.
Yes, good. Yes.
Okay. Is one The Great Gatsby?
One is The Great Gatsby. Very good.
And is the other Wuthering Heights?
No Wuthering Heights.
Oh, okay. All right. And on the most frequent guests on Johnny Carson, James Stewart?
No.
That's a good
really?
Question.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a great guess, but he's not in the top six.
Okay, one out of three.
Yeah, very
okay,
nice.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom from Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Let's see, where are you on the largest 1953 Jewish population?
We have three, and I'm looking for three.
did you get France?
Oh, France is just off the list, so give him a bell for that one. So we're still looking for three more.
All right.
Uruguay?
No.
No, I know that's up there now. Hungary?
Not Hungary.
Okay. Scaredy Cat, is that maybe like a Kerouac or a Beat?
Nothing to do with Beat, no.
No Beat. Okay.
It's actually a woman.
Oh.
Came up with who coined that.
And it's before the 50s, I would think?
Yes. Yeah.
Dorothy Parker.
Like Gertrude Stein?
It is Dorothy Parker, yes.
Yeah. Dorothy Parker, the other one. Okay. Shotgun Wedding, is that maybe like Tennessee Williams?
You would think it was something like that, but it is not.
Or, not Eugene O'Neill.
Not Eugene O'Neill, no.
Factoid is definitely Rich Hall.
Nope.
No.
Kind of a Rich Hall word, yeah.
That's Sniglet. Factoid. It's not Pynchon, is it?
It is not.
Okay. Let's see. Overrated San Francisco, I don't know, Union Square?
Yes, I'm going to give you that. It's shopping in Union Square.
That's good.
Okay. Yay. Let's see. Sun Also Rises for the fiction The Signed in the U.S.?
There is no Hemingway on that list.
No Hemingway. Okay.
No.
How about like Huckleberry Finn?
No Mark Twain either.
No Twain. Scarlet Letter?
No Hawthorne.
No Hawthorne.
How many more on that list? How many are Americans?
One.
Just one more American.
Of the ones that are left, yeah.
Okay.
So, well, is there a Dusty?
Two.
Is there any, are there any Russian authors on there?
No.
No. The others all English.
The others were all written in English, with the exception of one.
And no Shakespeare.
No Shakespeare.
Moby Dick?
No.
No. Okay. Johnny Carson. Did you get all the people yet?
We're looking for three more.
Any more Newhart?
No, not Bob Newhart. Great guess.
Angie Dickinson?
Not Angie Dickinson.
That's good. She was on a lot.
Yeah, she was on a lot.
Did you get the group yet?
No, no one's even guessed it.
Oh, I'll guess the Smothers Brothers.
Not the Smothers Brothers. Good guess.
Okay. Is it a musical group or is it just a group?
It's a musical group.
A duo.
Oh, okay.
It's a musical duo.
Duo, is it? It's not Simon and Garfunkel.
It is not.
Okay. Tuck and Patty?
Not Tuck and Patty.
SNL host is Steven Seagal?
Yes, he's one of them. Oh, very nice.
I'm ashamed to say that's the only one I can guess.
Well, it's a little embarrassing, but it's okay.
Yeah. I have a couple questions. What, this one I just discovered. The what famous person is rumored to have full arm sleeve tattoos from shoulder to wrist?
Is this somebody who you would not suspect of having a full-arm sleeve tattoo?
Possibly, yeah.
Is it a woman?
It is a woman.
And she's currently performing, you know, an actress?
She's famous, but not necessarily.
So, but
she's not necessarily top-known as an actress, so she definitely is an actress.
And it's not a, is it a musician?
Because, a musician, yeah.
Okay. So Madonna?
No?
There must be a lot of
them. Yeah, I would think there'd be a lot.
Women musicians.
Pink?
Have,
I think Pink is pretty...
No?
No?
Are and they're rumored because there's no images of this person without long sleeves since she was very young.
Kate Smith is probably Kate a long Smith. Shot.
Okay. So is having long sleeves part of her persona? Like, is it?
No, but it's not. No, definitely not. I never even thought of it until I heard this. I never even realized that she wore long sleeves all the time.
She's still alive?
Yes, very much so.
Very much so.
Huh.
Musician.
Mostly a musician.
And kind of not a rock and roller, more of a kind of standards Doris Day type? I'd be surprised if it was Doris Day.
Yeah, not really rock and roll, but not standards necessarily.
How about Joni Mitchell?
No.
Okay.
Don't know.
Give us a genre of music, maybe.
Country.
Oh, Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton is correct.
Yeah, really? You know, as soon as you said that, I've heard that rumor, and she's always, her arms are covered. You're right.
Interesting.
Yeah, and everything. There's no pictures or images of her, apparently.
Apparently there's a great new podcast about her that I've heard about.
Yeah. All right, great show. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And the top eight works of fiction, is there a Dickens on there?
There is not.
Whoa. They're all written in English in England. All right.
Yeah, so speaking of that, let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. You can go first, Lori.
All right. I am looking for three more countries that in 1953 had the highest Jewish population. United States, USSR, Israel, England, and France. We're looking for three more. We're looking for the top, the people who appeared the most on the Johnny Carson show during his 30-year run. We're looking for three men. We have one, Bob Hope. Two women. We have one, Joan Rivers. And one singing duo. We don't have anybody. We're looking for dogs who are in literary works. We need Bullseye, Pilot, and Flag. And then Saturday Night Live hosts whose initials are SS. There are six of them. We have Steven Seagal.
Yeah, Damien suggested Sylvester Stallone. I think that's right.
He is right. Very good.
Good job, Damien.
All right. So we have Stallone and Seagal. There's one more man and three women.
Okay. So what I have out here is this is a survey done by the Open Syllabus Project and U.S. News and World Report. These are the eight most assigned pieces of fiction at the top 30 colleges and universities in the United States. Remember, it's fiction. It could be a play. It could be a novel. The ones we have so far are Frankenstein and The Great Gatsby, And what are the others on that list?
And give the hints of those. They're all in English, but
they're all originally written in English except for one. There is one American author on the list, and
Is Beloved the American on the list?
Yes, it is. Right. Yeah, Toni Morrison. Beloved is one. That's number eight.
Good choice.
And let's see. Also, Travel and Leisure magazine came out a year or two ago with the eight most overrated things to do in San Francisco on a vacation. What are the eight most overrated things to do in San Francisco on a vacation, according to the readers of Travel and Leisure magazine? That's not exactly a downscale magazine. So, because it costs about $10. And so far, the ones we have are shopping in Union Square, riding the Powell Street cable car, because you have to be so close to the hoi polloi, and Fisherman's Wharf and Pier 39. You know, it does strike me that this is like this is a snob list in some ways. Like you're dealing with tourists from Oklahoma and stuff. So I don't know, Travel and Leisure.
Yeah, I don't know who their
demographic
is.
Kind of keep that in mind a little bit, and because it does seem that way in a way. So again, the most overrated things to do in San Francisco on vacation, according to Travel. Now,
I'm gonna have a guess that I shouldn't be on there. Do they have the Golden Gate Bridge on there?
No.
Good.
No, it's not that snobby.
Wow.
Well. Pretty snobby, but it's not that snobby. Right. And I had some words here that were invented by famous authors. Now, keep in mind these are all American authors. I guess we only have two left now that I get down to it. Well, the ones that people got were microcomputer, that was Isaac Asimov, and Scaredy Cat was Dorothy Parker. So the ones we have left are Shotgun Wedding and Factoid. Those are two famous 20th century American authors.
Is Shotgun Wedding a Southern author?
It is not a Southern author. I know you would think that, but it's not.
I would. Okay.
Yeah, it's quite a famous American author.
And is it, say, before World War II?
Ish? I can't exactly tell you the year, but it would be probably slightly before that. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And the two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, how about for Johnny Carson, the duo Smothers Brothers?
Not the Smothers Brothers. Good guess.
That's all.
All right. It's a singing duo.
Oh, a singing duo.
Yeah, musical.
What genre would you say they fall into?
They would fall into the people who watch the Johnny Carson Show genre.
So no heavy rock. Light rock.
This duo would not be heavy rock, and you'd be pressed to say they were light rock.
Okay. Thompson Twins.
Thompson Twins. They're just off the list.
Good, yeah. Thompson Twins. That was good.
Yeah.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is James from The Mission.
Hi, James.
Saturday Night Live host.
Yes.
Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman
did
good
it. Good for you.
Very nice.
Good.
I was actually going to tongue-in-cheek say Sylvester Stallone because I thought, oh, no, he couldn't possibly.
No, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
Somebody guessed him.
I heard that actually he did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Don't be shy. He did.
Yeah, Damien did. Maybe I got that.
The underrated San Francisco attractions.
Overrated. Overrated.
Right. Haight-Ashbury?
Yes.
Or the Haight?
Visiting Haight-Ashbury. You know how those Travel and Leisure magazine readers like to look out the bus window
down at
the hippies on the street there at Haight-Ashbury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't see so many now.
Yeah, I was going to say the Golden Gate Bridge, but I can't think of anything else other than, like, you know, Alcatraz or, anything. But anyway, thanks for the bell.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. And let's see. I forgot whose turn it is.
I think it's yours.
All right. Let me see what I have here. I shouldn't have said that, actually. I'm going to take a call while I come up with a question. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Bennett from Mill Valley.
Hi, Bennett.
I've got a few for you here. Right. Assigned fiction in college, Moby Dick?
No.
War and Peace?
No.
Pilgrim's Progress?
No, but what's...
Canterbury Tales?
Yes. If you think of Pilgrim's Progress, probably Canterbury Tales would have been your next guess, right?
Well, yeah. Dante's Inferno?
No.
No. Okay. Dogs in literature. Bullseye is Oliver Twist, right?
It is. It is Bill Sykes' dog.
Right.
And Flag, the only one I know is the deer and yearling. I don't have a dog there.
Well, you know what? I have it down as the dog in the yearling.
It's not the dog.
It's not? It's the deer. Give him credit, and I apologize.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is right.
How about Factoid? Marshall McLuhan?
No.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess, but no.
Okay. Carson guests. Got to be Bette Midler.
Bette Midler's not in the top two.
Oh, okay.
Great
and
guess.
And the other zoo guy, I'm sure, is the one, but I can't remember his name at the moment.
The zoo guy?
Jack Hanna. I know, the one from, used to be on Wild Kingdom, Mutual of Omaha.
Right. Jack Hanna.
Not Jack Hanna. It's
Marlon
Fowler.
Perkins.
Fowler.
Well, it's not them. It's not an animal guy.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. A couple more. Jewish population, Ethiopia.
No.
And overrated sites, Lombard Street?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Good guess. Good.
I like that. I got a few. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. All right. Oh, I found a question.
You recovered? You found one?
Yes.
Okay.
So according to Wallet Hub and Travel and Leisure, Travel and Leisure again, according to Wallet Hub and Travel and Leisure magazine, what U.S. state comes in number 50 in terms of its entertainment and recreation value? So what U.S. state comes in number 50 of 50 states for its entertainment and recreation value? No.
What did he say, New York?
No. Damon keeps guessing. Why don't you say the Thompson twins again?
the Indigo girls.
Yeah, no.
So which is the least entertaining state according
basically,
to
basically, that's what they're saying. Yeah. Yeah, least entertaining. So according to Wallet Hub and Travel and Leisure magazine, what U.S. state comes in number 50 out of 50 states? That means the last. For its entertainment and recreation
I'm going to go with North Dakota as my first guess.
North Dakota?
Yeah.
No.
You look like you had a lot of places to go there.
No.
Okay.
No. Nope.
You gave me a look like that was an outrageous guess. Okay. Am I in the right part of the universe or the country?
The universe? Yeah, you're in the right part of the
How
universe.
How about the right part of the country? The Great Plains?
Not going to say.
Okay.
All right. So once more, according to Wallet Hub and Travel and Leisure magazine, what U.S. state comes in 50, that means last of the 50 states, for its entertainment and recreation value? Not Utah. Oh, there are a lot of stuff to you. Lots of stuff to you in Utah.
Is this state not near a major body of water, so it wouldn't be on the coast, or? And I would think that would anybody had that.
It's not that far from a major body of water. No,
but it's not. It's not on one of the coasts.
It's
east,
not
west,
strictly on the coast.
Yeah.
No. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have a few guesses.
Okay.
For the Johnny Carson show,
yes.
Did anybody guess Jonathan Winters?
Nobody guessed Jonathan Winters, but it isn't correct. Good guess. Oh. He was on a lot.
Okay. And then for the woman, how about Phyllis Diller?
Not Phyllis Diller. Another good guess. She was
okay.
on a lot.
The singing duo, something like Captain and Tennille?
Something like Captain and Tennille, but not them.
But not them.
Yeah, but not them.
And then Saturday Night Live, how about Susan Sarandon?
Susan Sarandon never hosted.
Oh.
Oh. How about Sally Struthers?
Neither did she.
Okay. Let's see. Overrated tourist spot in San Francisco, Ghirardelli Square?
No.
Ooh.
That's a good guess.
Oh, I'm really bumming out. I think that is it. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And feel free to give us a call. We have about 12 minutes left on the show. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Hello, Greg.
I have a guest for one of the SNL hosts. With the double S initials.
What do you think?
How about Sharon Stone?
That is correct.
Oh,
very good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent.
Great,
that's it.
Thank you.
Very good.
Yes. Bye-bye.
And, Laurie, it's your turn. Do you have something relatively short?
I do.
Okay.
You may know this one immediately. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So Marianne Moore, the famous poet, won the National Book Award, the Pulitzer Prize, was hired by...
Not Marianne Mobley.
No.
Okay.
Marianne Moore was hired by a United States company to name one of their products that was going to come out in a couple years. And these were the names she suggested that were rejected.
All right.
Utopian Turtle Top, Resilient Bullet, The Impeccable, and The Intelligent Bullet. Oh, I have Sue Schweik to thank for this question, by the way. So these are all her ideas. She brainstormed a list of ideas for this
product. Is it fair to assume that the person who came up with the idea of hiring her was fired?
I don't know. The company ultimately used none of her name, so the next question is going to be, what name did they use?
And so give me an idea what's the product, what kind of product.
The product is something that most Americans own, and it's and I would say it's on the pricey side. So not like a, you know, bar of soap kind of product.
Oh, a car, an automobile?
It's a car.
Yes. Okay. How many years ago was this? Roughly.
Roughly in the 50s.
Oh. Is this a single name vehicle?
The name it turned out to be is a single name vehicle. So right. They rejected Utopian Turtle Top, Resilient Bullet, and the Intelligent Bullet, and just went with one word.
It's not Volkswagen, is it?
It is not.
Because Volkswagen is the only one that had enough of a sense of humor to hire that or even consider names like that.
And I don't think of this company as having much
it's
of a sense
GM.
Of humor. It's not GM.
All right. It doesn't sound like anything Ford would do.
It is something Ford would
do. Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
The 50s?
Mm-hmm. So that's half of it.
The Edsel, is it?
Yes.
Is it really the Edsel?
It's really the Edsel. They reject all the names.
They probably would have sold more cars if they had picked out one of those.
If they went with Utopian Turtle Top. Yeah, those are the great names. There's a list of about 30 names, and those were my four favorite.
Interesting.
For possible name of a car, okay. I'm driving a Resilient Bullet. Yeah. Huh. Anyway, so yeah, Ford Edsel, very nice.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, I just have a few guesses about the Carson show. All the other answers are taken. Is it J.P. Morgan?
Not. Oh, that's a good memory, but not J.P. Morgan. Yeah.
How about George Gobel? He used to crack Johnny up something terrible.
He did, and he went to high school with my father, but he's not on the list.
Really?
Yeah, he really did.
How about Robert Goulet and Carol Lawrence?
Not Robert Goulet. And Carol,
that's quite a good
really
guess.
Good, but yes. They weren't
How
done
about,
enough.
How about Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet?
That's
there
it.
There you go.
Steve
that's
and it? Edie. That's the musical
oh, thank
duo.
Goodness, I got
that's
one.
86 yes. times.
Good.
All
yes.
right.
Very nice.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Good evening to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
Yeah.
Well, that makes,
it does.
That makes good sense.
They were very, very much in his demographic and very much in the kind of Sinatra-y available thing.
Yeah.
And they were popular and they would be on the panel and goof around and be cute.
Okay, and I think he hosted the show at some point a couple of times.
Steve?
Steve Lawrence, yeah.
Without Edie?
Yeah.
And he had a big hit with Go Away, Little Girl?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Stephen and Sherry, formerly of Berkeley, but now of Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I know. We'll
we,
still
we
make
miss
it
you.
To the next birthday party there.
Good, I hope so.
So, overrated sites in San Francisco, Chinatown?
Yes. How can I put this? There's something in Chinatown, but it's not Chinatown itself.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that is.
Chinese food in Chinatown?
North Beach?
No.
Cliff House?
No.
No.
I don't think anybody's expectations for Cliff House are very high. So I never feel let down.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, we since we moved, we're streaming you every week.
Oh.
Still faithful listeners.
Thank you. I appreciate that very, very much.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
So is it the Chinese food in Chinatown?
Put yourself in the pages of Travel and Leisure magazine.
I'm trying.
And... one is a restaurant, And I know that makes it kind of hard. And one is a way of travel in San Francisco that is not a cable car.
Rickshaws?
No.
They don't have those anymore, do they?
No.
A specific restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, very specific.
That's overrated.
Which I have never even been to.
But you've heard of.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay.
No.
And a mode of transportation.
Not the Thompson Twins either.
A kind of transportation in Chinatown?
What's that?
A kind of transportation in Chinatown or just in San Francisco in general?
Anywhere in San Francisco.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
The Muni.
No.
Okay. BART.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Hal in Fremont. How are you doing?
Hi, Hal. Good.
Good. Saturday Night Live host. Was Sissy Spacek a host?
Oh, I think she was once.
And, you know, if I may be wrong, I double-checked the list, but I don't have her on my list.
I think she was back in like the 70s.
I'll check for next week. 80s. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Give him a bell.
I'll give you a bell.
A tentative bell.
I think you're right.
Most overrated, and annoying every time it comes around. I hate to say that, but the Beta Breakers.
Not the Beta Breakers. It's not an event. Mm. One's a restaurant and one is a kind of a way of getting around San Francisco.
Okay. What about Factoid? Is that Norman Mailer?
It is Norman Mailer. Good for you. Nice. How did you know that?
I have a friend who's a teacher.
Oh.
Do you know the book it was in? I think it was in the Executioner's song.
Don't know. I did not write down. So I'm
not
sure.
Really good guess.
Yeah.
Really good answer.
That's all. Everything else is off-limits.
Thank you very, very much.
And is there is the restaurant in Chinatown or in
it
just,
is in Chinatown?
Okay.
Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Kim in San Francisco.
Hi, Kim.
For the transportation, it's those dumb yellow go kart things.
No,
is that what they're called officially?
I'll be honest. I don't see this that much, but it's not. It's I know you're thinking what you're thinking of, but no, it's not that.
Okay, and then for the books taught in schools, Handmaid's Tale.
Not The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay, and then Johnny Carson, Lily Tomlin.
No, not Lily Tomlin.
That's a good guess.
Steve Martin.
Not Steve Martin.
Okay, how about the state that doesn't have much going on? Oklahoma.
Not Oklahoma.
West Virginia.
Yes, West Virginia.
Oh my gosh, excellent. All right, well, that's it for me.
All right.
We have our West Virginia fan club.
Thank you.
I'm glad they're not here tonight.
Well, there's only a couple minutes left, so they can't go in. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nancy from Berkeley.
Hi, Nancy.
And books to read in universities, I just remember the ones that I was assigned. The Iliad and the Odyssey.
No.
And Lord of the Flies.
No.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, one more call. Excuse me. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. You there? No? Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey. I was going to guess about the Jewish population. Is it Argentina?
Yes. Argentina is the top one on the list. We didn't have 360,000 people.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
All
right.
Very
nice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We have one more call on the line? All right. Take it. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Joseph from Virginia.
Hi, Joseph.
I know it's late, but I had, could it be on Saturday Night Live, Sissy Spacek?
Somebody guessed that, and I didn't have her on my list, but
I think she did host.
We're counting it. I'm going to check for next week. Listen next week.
Okay.
All right.
Also, I'm the nightmare from Gone with the Wind. I think the host remembers me.
Yes, right.
And I want to know if anyone knows Margaret Mitchell's name at the time of her death.
Oh, no, that I can't know.
Because she had married like 10 or 15 years before.
Right.
It's Peggy Marsh.
Oh, all right.
Peggy Marsh, and everyone knew her as Peggy. The other thing is, who was the final director of Gone with the Wind? There were three.
Well, Victor Fleming was one.
Right.
He was the first. He quit, second one quit.
George Cukor was fired.
I thought George Cukor was the final. Oh.
No, he was the first.
Victor Fleming's name is on the film,
right? Okay, okay. See, I haven't looked at the film in so long. The other thing is...
Oh, we have to... I'm sorry, we have to run. Yeah,
I know. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Saturday Night Live hosts we're missing are Susan St. James and Sean William Scott.
Oh, okay.
Pilot is Jane Eyre's dog in the book Jane Eyre, Rochester. The two Jewish countries that we're missing are Romania and Morocco. And Johnny Carson hosts. The second most popular is David Steinberg, and the third, Tony Randall, and the woman nobody got, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Oh, okay. The most overrated things to do in San Francisco on a vacation, the ones nobody got, go to the House of Nanking, the restaurant, and the Segway, you know, those Segway tours that they have. Let's see, the most assigned books at the top 30 colleges and universities in the U.S., Frankenstein, Canterbury Tales, Great Gatsby, Oedipus, Heart of Darkness, Paradise Lost, Turn of the Screw, and Beloved. And did I miss anything here? I don't think I did.
You got The Profession.
Oh, yes.
Shotgun Wedding.
Shotgun Wedding. That's Sinclair Lewis. So, yes. Anyway, my thanks to Damian D. Minor and Steve Wilcott for handing in board and phones tonight. Of course, my thanks to Lori for sitting in with me. I'm Dana Rodriguez. I've been your moderator for the evening. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week, and please join us next Sunday at 7. Take care. Bye-bye.